the TikToks aren't there.
But sometimes the TikToks stop before you even get on. That shit was some... What's up, everybody? I'm Sai.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 6, Episode 5. Hopefully you are...
staying high and right.
Jesus. And positive vibes as always. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Glad you could join us again on another episode of our podcast. If you would like to reach out to us, you know where to find us in the description of our podcast, wherever you are listening. And hopefully everybody's having a great week, having a great weekend, whenever you decide to listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's a lot that's been going on in the IOC household.
Jesus.
There's a lot that we haven't talked about, and we've had to wait for confirmation, and the confirmation is here.
We are.
Hold on. We're going to give everybody a second to guess what they think it might be.
You know, look, there's a lot of things that has been going on in all different directions.
So let's start before we get to the main announcement.
Okay,
what's been going on? What's been happening?
We are going to do our first vendor show thingy. I don't know what they're called. On May, I think, 15th.
Yes.
Yeah, so exciting.
Yes, we're going to be selling some plants and some goodies, so come and holler at us, and we will let you know the location of that very soon.
Yeah.
If you are living locally, however, in Kansas.
Yeah, so it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
The business is in its infancy stages.
Yeah, it's in the baby steps. Mm-hmm. I'm like, one day at a time, I just do something little. Oh, no, okay.
Hey, man, it's one day at a time, one step at a time.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of you, baby, because you stepped completely out of your comfort zone through all the frustrations that y'all don't see.
Yeah,
but she's making it happen.
And yeah.
We're doing it together, though.
Even if we're not ready, we'll still be there.
Hey, man.
Whatever we got.
Yeah, that not ready part, too. We get it. Hints. I'm throwing all kind of hints out there.
But
I'm very proud of you, baby, because Gina's been working really hard, everybody, really hard on different designs and different things that might shock y'all, surprise y'all, because even I come home like, damn, that's how, oh, damn, that's dope, that's fly. Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome, going to be awesome. So come and buy some plants, spend some money with us.
Yes, we have lots of plants.
But most importantly...
say
come
hi.
Around and just have fun, man, and have some of that positive energy that we love to put out there.
Yes.
We love to put out there, man. Come see our faces.
Yes, because we'll be there. Not knowing what we're doing.
It'll be fine, baby.
So if you got any tips, tricks.
Something,
anything, tell us.
All right, baby.
Yes.
That's what's up. But yes, we will be live at a location here in Kechi. Kansas here pretty soon. So if you want to come through, grab some plants.
Yeah.
Tell the people what else they can come through and get. And it ain't like that yet. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Cops don't be listening.
I don't know. Plants, gifts, herbal consultations.
Yes, absolutely. So make sure you visit Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yes.
Online. Just Google it. It's there.
Yeah. Gina's Herbal Kitchen. Step one.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something for us to be proud of.
That's
a big step.
That's
a big step to own our own business.
That's our first step.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys have been listening since day one, stepping out from just the beginning of our gardening experience to where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's been a long journey.
Yeah, man. And you just know these plants is getting a lot of love because they sitting outside right now. Getting all kind of country music to motivate their spirits. We talk about peppers. We talk about tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Hell yeah.
They get sung to, danced to.
And shit, even rewire some, did some hooked up wiring. But hey, we ain't got to get into all the details, man. They getting plenty of light.
They getting lots of love.
And yes, they are. That's a fact. You got to raise them babies, man. You got to cultivate them. You got to nourish them. You got to take care of them.
They are.
You got to do all those little things that people think are taboo mm-hmm. to make sure that they are going to be a solid product for you. So come holler at us, man.
Yeah.
We'll be in some more locations too this spring and this summer. But spring is getting off to a late damn start. If you live in Kansas, this is some bullshit. Any part of the Midwest.
Yeah, we were going to do an event in the end of April, but I don't think some of my girls are going to be ready.
Yeah, man. So a lot of
we pushed out.
And we could see the landscape of what's going on too, mm-hmm. and the, you know, similar aspects of the business and how there's a lot of plants that's just not out there right now.
Well, hell, we was getting little snow showers this morning.
Yeah. And it was storming
last night.
Yeah, it stormed last night cuz a cold front blew through.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was also some flurries all morning. My goofy ass decided to wash my truck this morning on my way to work. Like, man, look at all this dirt, rain, and shit all over this truck. Man, let me spray this motherfucker down on my way to work this morning. Only to go out at lunchtime and see my shit dirty again. I was like, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah. You couldn't wait till after you got off work?
No, man.
Oh, well, then that's your fault.
I didn't need no reiteration of what I tell myself.
My bad.
So, baby, what's been going on with the boys?
Do they know about the Kyle thing?
No.
Oh.
That's something we could definitely talk about.
Oh, yeah. So
this is leading into some of those life lessons that you're going to need to be able to continue to remember and carry on for your generations to come.
So
go ahead and talk about it.
I get a phone call. You know what? I just love that my kids can call me about anything. I really do.
They call me too whenever they just get over the embarrassment.
I appreciate it because I know that they know that no matter how low or how high
any situation you're in
situation gets, they can call me and
they can come to the house.
So,
with that said. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys are listeners that are older parents in your middle ages or approaching your middle ages, and you have 20-something-year-old children, this is a segment for you.
These times are fun. Okay, so.
As she sips tea.
I get a phone call from Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Mom. I'm like, what? he only calls me. He never texts me or anything like that. I mean, he will here and there, but.
And mind you, just before you continue the story, I was overhearing this conversation on speakerphone.
But he always freaks me out when he calls because I think it's always negative and bad and something's wrong and
because
he's dying.
Because it usually is. I mean, let's just keep it a buck. He just over exaggerates some things.
He does.
But this wasn't one of those moments.
So, he called and he said he had a flat tire.
No, he didn't say he had a flat tire. He had two nails in his tire.
He had two nails in his tire and his
tail light
was busted out.
And somebody tried to pry into his gas tank.
Right. And I said,
hold on. Let that sink in, listeners. If you're older listeners, you already know what time it is, right? If your car had a busted tail light, two nails in the tire, and somebody tried to put sugar in your gas tank. What do you think is going on? Choice A, B, or C? D is all the above. So go ahead, babe.
So I said,
this was me in the background, by the way.
Where were you at? I was in. Okay, what were you doing? Well, I was staying at this girl's house.
There you go.
I said, oh.
Hold up. Wait.
So it was somebody she knew. Yeah. Okay. So does she have any kids, Kyle? Well, yeah. It's a 1-2-year-old. You fucking with the goddamn baby daddy just getting in your shit now, Kyle.
Yeah, no shit, duh.
How stupid are you?
Come on, fam. You know what time it
is,
bro.
Did you not park down the street?
Yeah, even her. Even Janae, even when we told her about it after the fact, she was like, really? Even she was on point about it. Yeah. So we had to have that conversation. So parents out there that have young men that are going through similar situations, I'm pretty sure they are. Hopefully no more extreme than that. But when you're dealing with a crazy baby daddy that stalks somebody in a small-ass town, what you think is going to happen, especially when you're driving a car that is definitely distinctive and you definitely, you know, it puts a target on you, and everybody's like, yo, we don't see that kind of car around here. And if a baby daddy's fucking tripping, of course he's going to pull up. He going to roll up.
So I tried to be nice. I said, well, I understand she must be a real nice girl, but...
Ain't no pussy that good. That's what I told her on the flip. Or told him on the flip side. This is translator.
You cannot see her no more.
I'm like Gina's. I'm like Gina's black translator.
I was like, this is no good. Besides having a crazy daddy,
baby daddy,
a crazy baby daddy. You know the mama's crazy. Yeah. So
yeah,
no.
This bitch is just she thriving on that attention and shit. Come on, man.
So we just discussed that it was easier just to eat it. Take care of it.
Yep. Send chalk it to the game, man. Let that be a lesson.
Maybe go on and not talk to her anymore. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about, well, I feel sorry. I'm going to pay for it. Bitch, you ain't going to pay for nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here, man. But that's part of watching us, or, you know, watching, kind of like that, though, watching us reflective in the past when we was young, dumb, and full of cum and shit. Right. Because even I told him, I said, man, don't tell me you was one of the motherfuckers that drove several miles just to go get some pussy. Well, there's only 10 miles away. Yeah, once you get on the highway. It took you 20 minutes through lights before you got there. Get the hell out of here, boy. See, that's dad over here. That's me.
So.
But he learned his lesson. So parents that are listening, especially you guys understand this more than anybody. Watching your kids grow up is tough, man. Especially while they're in their 20s. In their 20s. It's tough to watch this, man.
It is.
But it's also entertaining as hell because it's like, oh, yeah, I've been there, man. Shit, it's tough out there, buddy. It's tough.
And I love the aspect when one is here at the house and then the other one calls.
And then the other two call. And then,
and the one on the phone is freaking, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore.
And then they be checking each other.
I can't get it. And they're like, it's a simple fix.
Yeah.
And I can turn to that one and say, look.
Like, really?
Motherfucker.
You don't even take your own advice.
I said, see how you do the exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
You do the exact same thing. Oh, no, I don't. I said, want to make a bet?
You know what's so funny? That Gina's phone just rang and it said scam likely.
Yes.
And that's what these kids be doing sometimes. Like, man, quit playing. You let them know what time it is, man. We both let them know what time it is. Like, yeah, follow your own advice sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, look at you. And then he's like, oh, I can't say that yet. Yeah. We have to wait.
Yeah.
That's the announcement. We got
to
wait.
We're building up to it. And I'm pretty sure it should be obvious by now.
I don't know. We still haven't got to Janae or Caleb.
Yeah, I know.
Caleb's just going through it. He's just going through it on my levels. He's just being an idiot. What, babe?
I'm not saying to divulge all the information out there, but damn, I mean, that just pretty much sums it up. So that's how Caleb is doing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, he's great. We're all great.
I hope you have learned over the last few years of recording now consistently how tactless you can be sometimes, even though you think you're being tactful. Or using tact in couth, I should say.
Is that what it's really called?
But a mom can tell everybody, and so can a father, that when their child is being a fucking idiot, that's okay.
I love my idiots.
Yes, of course. But they shouldn't be idiots. We're supposed to be nourishing them. Growing them.
At least I don't nourish the idiot part.
Right.
Okay.
All right, breaking it down.
I'll try to, you know.
All right, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, let me just put it this way. When you're working away from home so damn much that you don't want to go home, that should tell you everything you should need to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. especially as a parent looking back, looking at it for what it is. That's mm-hmm. all. That's all. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
The mic plug might not be.
They can hear you just fine, baby. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm glad they can, but I was like getting like ear thingies going on.
Oh, okay, because I could tell there's some technical difficulties going on over there. I was like, are you all right over there? Like, shit, you just completely paused. But yeah, Caleb is fine.
Yep.
He's fine.
He'll be fine.
He just needs some straightening.
Yeah. Which I'm probably going to be heading down there anyways.
Yeah.
In the first part of May. Mm-hmm. Just straighten that.
This is some real parenting moments, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the lead up and the build up and in the announcement we get ready to make it sounded all kinds of crazy. Holy shit. But man, listen, we care about our kids. We love our kids. We are mm-hmm. devoted to how they're feeling, what they're going through, what they're doing. I can't tell you how many flights I've sent, you know, mama out there to make sure mm-hmm. shit was straight between the boys when they living in Texas together. There was a lot of things that we don't talk about, but we have grown as a family to learn from, absorb, and appreciate.
Mm-hmm. And grow.
And have each other's backs through.
Mm-hmm.
And the maturity of just driving that maturity level. Up mm-hmm. and up and up, because life is life. Life throws you curveballs. Life throws you mm-hmm. things that you may not be prepared for.
Every day.
All the time, anytime. One of my favorite sayings that I've heard was, every parent says, not my child until it is.
Right. I say it probably was. As I'm beating him. No.
As you're beating them, huh? Right. You ain't beat nobody ever.
I know it.
Mm-hmm. So. There's an announcement we need to make, ladies and gentlemen.
We do.
There's an announcement.
We
do. And I think it's only fitting that mom makes the announcement. Go ahead and clear your throat.
Me?
You don't need a teleprompter.
Me?
Yes,
what
of course.
What should it say?
Say whatever you want to say, leading up into it or whatever you want to say. What are your thoughts? Go back into the past.
Why am I going
of
back
raising? Back? And then.
Oh, whatever. We're going to be grandparents.
Yes! That was a Richard Simmons yes. That's a little weird. Wait a minute. Yes! I'm so excited.
He
and
is.
I just can't hide it. I can't hide it. I can't hide it. Yes, we, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the ILC podcast, we are about to be first time grandparents.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Our little family's getting bigger.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Holy shit. How do you feel, Mom?
I'm okay.
How did you feel at first, Mom?
I was okay. I don't have words.
Check this out, ladies and gentlemen.
Checking it.
So, we're about to be grandparents. It was definitely a shock.
I knew from the very beginning, but it wasn't.
I had an intuition and a feeling, too.
It was a shock to everybody else.
Well, yeah, especially our brothers.
I was in it from day one.
And so was I, because somebody couldn't go to bed and act right. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, what is going on? Gina,
was,
you need to talk to me. And you know, ladies and gentlemen,
me.
You know when you're in a relationship and you use their first names or nickname. I mean, Gina, what is going on?
And because I was being bothered. I was being bothered that I had to hold a secret. And I couldn't hold a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was weird. It was like, it was just, I couldn't hold a secret. So I had to tell you.
Yes. That's what we do in our relationships.
So it was...
In strong relationships,
I did.
By the way.
I held it for a little while, though.
And I already had a feeling in the first place. Like I told you, I said, I knew something was up. And I knew that Yes, we're talking about Janae. Yes, Janae. We knew she was pregnant. I knew she was pregnant, too. Something told me, it's like, this girl's knocked up. But we do have a grandchild on the way.
Mm-hmm.
We already found out. Gender reveal. We'll tell you guys that later.
Why?
Because we could take a poll. What do you think is going to be, a boy or a girl? Come on, man. You got to come on now.
I'm a facilitator here.
We're telling everything to the public.
I didn't think about it.
Message us if you think it's a boy or a girl. We are both definitely excited. Now, at first, it was definitely kind of like, yo, there was a lot of things that was going on in between. You know, they were shaky, baby. And they both young. They're both very young.
Yeah, they're both 20.
They're both 20 years old.
So, but, I mean, they are there. I mean, it's been a total, you know, 180 on both their parts in the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, a huge 180.
Due date September, by the way.
Yes, September. It'll probably be around Janae's birthday.
That's what I said. That's what's hilarious. Your birthday gonna be so trash. You can't even enjoy your 21st birthday like you supposed to. You trash. Joking, of course, but I mean, it's serious. I mean, shit.
But, and I've laid everything out on the line. I mean, I've told her.
Yeah, let's get serious. Yeah.
Everything, you know, that could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the
What's some of the things you told her? Because I'm sure there's some listeners that have listened, that's been listening to us, because I see the age demographic that listens to us, and they're around our age.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely around our age. So what have you told her?
It's just how hard it's going to be. I mean, on all aspects, I'm like, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to go to work even when you feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go to work.
My neck.
I said, you have to have that money.
My cankles and my crack. Yep.
I said, you only get help so far. Mm-hmm. I said, you have to pull the rest. And I said, it's just how it's going to have to be.
It's part of, you know, it's kind of the same feeling I'm probably sure that you felt, like a lot of parents felt that became parents young.
Mm-hmm.
You got to grow up overnight.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a choice. So, I mean, I don't know. It was just something that clicked in me.
Mm-hmm.
I see some of these kids that they don't even have their kids. And the kids are at the grandparents and stuff.
Or the uncles or cousins.
Right? And it's just, I don't know, something clicked. And it's just like, that's my responsibility. It has to eat. Okay, what do I got to do to make it eat?
Has to shit, has to have a shelter, has to have...
You know, I had to... I did.
Those are the basic necessities.
Everything that I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Said I didn't care what it was. I had to do it. They ate.
And if you guys have listened back through the podcast over the last couple years, 2-3 years, I mean, Gina's definitely made it clear the sacrifices that she had to make for her kids.
Those boys, they would eat. I mean, they would eat well. And I wouldn't eat. I would eat ice because I would trick my brain that I was eating. So I ate ice. I looked deathly sick for the longest time because I didn't eat.
And plus, there was no money coming in
But there was no money like that. Mm-hmm. I had
enough
to feed
them. But you made sure
them
kids had something to eat. Yep.
So, yeah.
You didn't have the benefit. You didn't have the benefits of, and I'm not trying to attack anybody when I say these things, but you didn't have the benefit of food stamps.
I didn't do food stamps at all. I didn't know I could.
But you was working two couple jobs, whatever you had to do.
Right.
Hustle.
See, I didn't know I could until
it was already too late.
Right. I already had the three kids.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
And I got laid off. So I was like, oh, well, I can do what? I'm like, okay. Yeah. We eating, kids. So, yeah.
Old school joke. We going to Sizzler. Yeah.
But, yeah. And even then we didn't get it very long because then I got recalled back in. But
yeah. But you've always kept working in the forefront of your mind.
Mm-hmm. I always worked. Mm-hmm. I worked a job and then I worked my side jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is most time construction, but yeah, mm-hmm. I did my side jobs that night.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that you imprinted into her mind. It's mm-hmm. just like, yo, no matter how you feel, you got to go to work, man. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would go to work during the day, and then I'd come home and put them to bed. And then when they were asleep, I'd go back and do something else.
I'd imagine it started with staying
high and right all day. Shit, I'll tell you what I did to make some money, too. Uh-oh. I sold... You bet I did.
That's what I said, hustling. Hold on. I'm not trying to incriminate you right now.
I don't care. What are they going to come... They're going to come after me for fucking 25 years ago?
Okay, listen.
Ma'am, you were selling ounces.
Yeah. I mean, the statutes of limitations are right. up. That is a fact.
And 25 years ago? I'm sorry, my bad. I won't do it again. But no, I would buy an ounce. My first husband, he was strictly, it's like one of those addictive people that if they didn't have their weed, they were so angry.
Quick side note, if you can't enjoy some weed. Right.
But anyways, so what I did was I would go buy an ounce from a friend of mine. Would you stop?
Yeah. Ghost is in the house, by the way.
Yeah. I would go buy an ounce for $35. And then I would turn around and break that ounce up into four quarters. And I would sell each of the quarters for $25.
Why are we giving everybody?
I'm telling you how because, I did it. Because this is how I fed my kids.
But listen to me.
This is how I kept... The asshole away from me as well.
Man, listen, I'm going along with you, but I just want to throw a quick little tidbit in there. Do you hear the prices of ounces back in
I
the
know,
day?
I know, right? It was California weed, too.
Let's go. California tree.
So, yeah, and then I would sell each quarter for $25. Mm-hmm. So, I would get one.
35, and you converted it into four quarters. For 25 each.
Right.
That's a profit of what?
So I'd front one, go sell it, pay that back, buy another one, give him a quarter. I kept and stashed a quarter, and then I sold the other two. So I had enough money to go to the grocery store and feed the kids, and he got a quarter, and I got a quarter. He smoked his quarter all night, and I still had a quarter, and then he was mad again, so he had to wait. But I would sneak in a closet and smoke my weed. Like, dumbass.
That's what I'm saying. While doing this all in the veil of secrecy of like you wearing a Batman costume.
Right, I did.
And I'm sitting back just like, well, you would tell me just like, man, shit, like we would have been on the same page. Like, listen, hold up, man. We would be multimillionaires by now.
So I did that like once a week so I can go to the grocery store.
Hey, there's nothing to be ashamed of. But you know what's so fucked up? That's how this country, you know, when you know, put into those situations and you're in impoverished situations and below the poverty line, having a job, acronym just over broke, and they wonder why we do what we have to do. Of course we do what we have to do. We don't do that now.
No. You know? But yeah, I would. I because sold two they, ounces because it's all, of weed
because it, no,
but, to my friends.
But listen... That's the. We don't want to talk too much into how the game works.
I don't know how the game works. That's just how I made it.
Man, but listen, that's. There's the white part that just came out.
If I use common sense, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that was a Caucasian side that just came out of you just now. Oh, everybody know you black.
Now
like,
you're
listen.
Trying to be Caucasian.
What Cap Williams say? From the mountains of Caucasus. Slavic, baby. No, but that's how the game works.
Oh.
And that's something for y'all to keep in mind. Even though it sounds funny and all that other stuff, that was the sacrifices that you were having to do
mm-hmm.
and had to deal with and had to face and had to go through and maneuver through and be safe out here without getting caught up to make sure your kids had to eat.
Yep. They ate.
And check this out, y'all. I'm just saying, and I don't want to just perpetuate the point, but this is coming from also a white woman, period. Man, when people get over those racial barriers and understand that all of this bullshit is by design,
mm-hmm.
But we ain't trying to go into that. We talking about the announcement of our grandbaby.
Right. So I've had to just tell her it's going to be very fucking hard.
Yeah.
I said, you guys are in a one bedroom. You guys are going to have to stay in that one bedroom for at least another year.
Oh, man, that one bedroom.
I said, that's going to suck.
That one bedroom sucks. But that one bedroom sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
But, I mean, it's going to be extremely hard. It's going to be extremely difficult. Parents that are listening right now, listening out there right now, yeah, it's going to be tough, especially when you receive the news that you're going to be grandparents, especially first-time grandparents, because it goes back to that situation that we were talking about off mic before we started recording. It's like, nobody's prepared for what comes at you. And I've just said curveballs, baby steps, one day at a time, infancy stages, right?
Yeah.
This is one thing that I want to go ahead and, you know, we'll talk about this definitely more along the journey because this girl's been driving us fucking nuts through this pregnancy so far.
Oh, my God. It's one morning, she's calling me at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, man. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you something right now. Gina is not a morning person. You disturb her morning, the rest of her day is fucked.
I like to wake up when I wake up. Whether it's 7:30 or 8:30, I like to wake up when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, she can complain. Just mute her from right now. See, this is going. This is perfect timing. How she's been driving us mess. Fucking crazy through this pregnancy. Is she only 4 months in, y'all?
Yeah.
Only 4 months in. You okay, Mom?
Oh, man.
This is live, man. Everybody listening to it right now.
I'm telling you, she's like now she's like.
Now she's like what?
Now I'm trying to get it together so I can say it.
Somebody's still waiting on those bifocals, by the way.
Yeah, my bifocals. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm old too.
Oh, come on, man. So
I go to the eye doctor and I guess my eyes are fucked up now. I don't know.
This is literally the first episode our grandbaby's going to hear.
And so, yeah. She says, okay, well, she's like, do you want bifocals or do you want two glasses? I said, I'm not that old. She's okay, so you want two glasses. I said, I guess that's what it is. I'm not doing no bifocals.
Whatever alleviates you. I get it. I totally get it.
Jesus.
But let's get back on track here.
So, Janae has to have everything just her way. She's like, you better be off at 4:30. I'm picking him up at 4:30. He's not off at 4:30. He works. He works landscaping. He's not going to be off when you say he's going to be off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Our daughter is very controlling.
Yeah, she is controlling.
Let's keep it a buck. She is definitely controlling. So, families out there, ladies and gentlemen that are listening out there, if you have a controlling daughter, this is some of the stuff that comes with it. When your daughter is controlling, just like, yeah, it was his birthday, the young man's birthday, this last weekend. She was all over his ass. All over his ass. I'm like, can you just let that young man enjoy his fucking weekend with his family?
Well, it wasn't that. It's because she was here all weekend.
Yeah, and I should have went. He doesn't do this when I'm with him. Well, of course, because you're right there all in his face all the time. Sometimes you need to.
He was in a place that didn't have any reception, so right, his phone didn't work or anything.
Country folk, let's go.
So, yeah.
And as Gina's typing.
Yeah, so I'm telling him, well, don't get him fired, you idiot.
Man.
Jesus.
What are you looking forward to? And I'm going to need you to put the phone away for this, though. This is what we're going to go into in conclusion on this podcast, on this particular episode. What are you looking forward to instilling in our grandchild? What's some of the values that you want to instill into our grandchild that breaks some of that family curses and...
Love, honesty, you know, nature, just everything that encompasses our bodies and the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that compassion growing from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What else?
There's lots of things, but I just...
I know, it just kind of comes at you. I mean, we just record, and that's what I want people to know, that if you guys have been listening to our podcast, we just get to it, and we thinking right here on the fly about what we think and what we say and how we feel about things, because this is real and authentic. That none of this shit has been scripted since day one.
Mm-mm.
We don't know what pre-production even is.
We've tried it a couple times.
Yeah, and it just turned out to
a... We don't know.
And it turned out into a disaster, because I remember the first time we tried to do it, and it still turned out bad that we pretty much had to scrap that episode and re-record the next day. I mean, but... Yeah, I mean, those are some of the things that I'm, you know, thinking about, too. Things that we've been talking about.
Right.
Of what we're going to continue to instill, not only just in our grandchild, but in our kids, too, going forward.
Good habits.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowing, you know, those negative people around.
Yeah.
I mean, we already learned, you know, the negative people. So we have a choice to change that. Even if it's family or friends. I mean, it doesn't matter. We have a choice.
And priorities have shifted.
Right.
They have definitely shifted.
Mm-hmm. You know, because we watched me have to go through this stuff with my parents. And then...
The same here.
Janae's had to watch.
But those shots fired on Facebook was, you know, that was the words of Gina.
I do. I say what I say.
Yeah.
If you take it as shots, then you know you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's all that is.
Yeah.
I mean, period. Because, no, I don't know what it's like to have a mother. I feel bad for people that have mothers that passed away and stuff, but I'm sitting here, I don't have a mother, but I have a fucking mother, which is shitty.
Yeah.
What do I do?
I don't know what to do either. You right? know why? Because I'm in the same boat as you, and that's something that I don't know if listeners actually picked up on over the last few seasons. I also have a mother, but I don't have a mother either.
Right.
Because of religious reasons. I haven't spoken a sentence to my mother in the last 12, 13, 14, 15 years.
And
pretty much.
Same. And my father, he just steps in and steps out. Steps in and steps out.
When it's convenient for him. And the one thing that we do have a driving force of is my dad. He's been on the podcast even.
Yes, he's been involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he cares.
Yes, he does.
So
he's even met this baby daddy.
Yeah. So
I'm kidding.
We've learned a lesson,
mm-hmm.
even the both of us, Janae and I, the both of us learned a lesson on all different aspects of, do we want this little baby to have to go through the same emotions?
The same cycles.
And the same cycle of allowing these family members
breaking family curses to inject their...
Inject the negative and
right.
inject the games and the back and forth and mm-hmm. this and that.
And the gossip and the bullshit and all that other stuff. Yeah. I mean,
but why don't we just
we can only protect our kids and our grandkids so much. Because the world is the world, life is life.
But if we keep that out
the best way we can,
then
because we're not going to be able to completely shut all of that out.
They don't have to mess with the viewpoints of all that harshness for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because it did more damage, I think, as myself than it did for the situation.
Cause Explain I thought Break that down real quick.
Because I always thought bad of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was not good enough. Something's wrong with me. And it wasn't. Nothing was wrong with me. They're fucking psycho.
Yeah, well, it's just imprinted to you, too. Just by, you know, and it wasn't even so much by their words. It was more by their actions, how they treated you and how they interacted with you.
You know?
Yeah.
So do you want to have that continue?
Mm-hmm.
And that's that cycle keeping repeating. The next generation's going to repeat that same cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done with that cycle.
Yes,
we
are.
We stopped that cycle.
Yep.
It's done.
Yep.
We've all had to see it. We're all good.
Had to experience it. Had to live through it. Jay-Z said it best. I went through that so you didn't have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Paraphrasing. Yeah.
So, this generation won't have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to have to deal with all of us little, close-knit, small, crazy little family. That's it.
Ain't nothing crazy about us. You going to ask me what I want to instill into our grandchild?
What the fuck do you want to instill in her?
Damn, that doesn't sound very promising. See, now I got to that out.
What?
They already heard it anyway. It's a girl. So, what do I want to instill into our granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to learn the power of compounding first.
Yes.
She's also going to learn some martial arts. She's going to know how to rap. She's going to know how to do all kind of fly ass shit. She's also going to be a fan of football. She's going to be my little homie, man.
He is so excited.
I am. I mean, life is life. It is what it is. The thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. But she's going to be my homie, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna be my homie. I'm trying to tell you, I can't wait. I am excited.
He is.
I ain't excited about some of the prices of some of the stuff that's out there, especially with inflation and everything that's going on out here in the world right now.
Wow.
But hey, you know, when interest rates and everything, it's like, yo, man, Pampers is what? Infant meal is what?
Yeah,
yo,
it's scary. The shortages on infant meal.
Man, food shortages is on its way too. We've been preaching about growing your own food. I mean,
so
come
I've
on,
already
man.
Looked into how to make my own formula. Yeah, so we're all going to get
check
that
check this out,
figured
man.
Out.
Man, listen to our mm-hmm. mature side, and we've been trying to talk about the signs, and all it takes is a granddaughter to really make it come to fruition even more so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, man, I'm all aboard on this, baby. I am. And I appreciate it, and I love it, the fact that I could continue to still grow old with you, like I've told you and I promised, and I've always said, I couldn't imagine living a life without you, period. Because I come from a lot of pain in my past and stuff like that, too, that I want to break as far as taking care of our granddaughter. I'm so serious. And that shit is going to happen. Man, she's going to be a badass. And I wish you motherfuckers would. But what I don't look forward to is stuff like this. Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm going to be so heartbroken. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? She crying. What did I do? Did I make an ugly face? I mean, I know I ain't the best looking brother in the world, but I ain't far from the ugliest. I mean, what am I supposed to do for her? My poor baby. Hold on, man. I know Aaron Rodgers pissed us off, man, while we was watching football. I know, girl. I know it. The baby crying. It's your turn. And that's one thing I know our poor daughter is not prepared for, because this girl, her whole life, can't handle poop or throw up. It's about to be lit. Woo! It's going to be great. But I know one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Gina is going to be an amazing grandmother. She's going by Meemaw. I'm going by Pawpaw. We going to keep it tall over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I can't wait. I'm excited. I know she's mom, and mom is doing her momly duties and making sure everything is going to be as smooth of a transition as possible. And I'm doing the same thing because I support my family. This is my family. We love our family. We never, you know, it goes back to what I even said about my dad saying, when I told him, because I called him personally and I told him,
mm-hmm.
And he was like, so when do you have grandkids? I mean, it's just one of those things, like, right. When do you? Because my parents were also their ages right now,
mm-hmm.
when they had me.
Right.
And that's another one of those cycles of things that we're going to work our best towards of breaking certain things to make sure she has the best life possible.
Yep.
And we're doing it also for our kids, too, even though they acting selfish and acting like all the attention is away from them right now. Y'all are grown-ass kids.
No.
You better get it together out here.
Kyle's been over every day.
Yeah.
Mom, what are you doing?
Yeah, man. But, yeah, so that's the announcement, ladies and gentlemen. We are having a granddaughter. We're not going to reveal her name because that's personal. But she's got a beautiful name, and I love that they chose that name for her.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that name for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty one.
Yeah. So, anything you want to tell everybody before we get off of this episode this week, baby?
Let's see. Stay strong. Just keep breathing. In and out, in and out, in and out.
And you guys will get some Gina's family updates through this pregnancy. It is going to be monumental. Man, quick side note. Well, I definitely confirmed it before I even seen her belly when you trimmed her hair. And she was crying uncontrollably, told him, but I look like a boy. Oh, my God, Mom, what did you do? You took so much off.
Yeah, she had a panic attack.
Holy shit, man.
Oh.
But I have no doubt, no freaking doubt, that we are going to be awesome, awesome grandparents.
I think so.
I think we're going to do an amazing job. We're going to do the best we can. Life comes at us. There's going to be situations in life because we're also still young ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're young grandparents, by the way.
Yes.
So, but we're going to do the best we can. We appreciate you guys' support. If you guys have some tips and tricks, as you guys have also have already been grandparents and stuff, man, let us know what time it is, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Reach out to us. In our description of our podcast, but we do appreciate you guys' support. We thank you guys for listening to us each and every other week because life is busy. We're running a business. There's a lot of stuff that we got going on, and we got a grandbaby on the way. She's going to be badass.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be badass. She ain't got no choice.
Right? She doesn't.
She ain't got no choice. But you can't do nothing but be excited and celebrate life,
mm-hmm.
a new life.
Yep, a new one.
Yeah, man. You building an excitement a little bit more, Mom?
Yeah, I'm working
on it. Yeah, man. Because that... Woo, it smell funky in there. What you gonna do? I'm in bed. Wish you would wake me up looking on Amazon at baby monitors and shit. All right, y'all. Found one, too. It's a pretty nice price. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We appreciate every single one of you guys. Always make sure you find something each and every day to smile at to keep yourself positive through this life. There's a lot of messed up things going on. There's a war going on. There's a lot of things going on that could definitely dampen your mood, dampen your spirits, dampen your energy. But you know what? It's about focusing on you and your own self-happiness, your own self-health care. I mean, we talk about self-care, your mental health. Find something to smile about every day. Be kind, as you always tell everybody to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind. And most importantly, man, stay humble and keep grinding, man.
Yep. Get yours.
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm. And then the power take of a bath or something.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I never take a bath either. Yeah. Janae takes a bath like two times a day.
Yeah. What's new? Gravity bong. I mean. All right, everybody. Hopefully you're having a great week, great weekend. We appreciate every single one of you guys that check us out. Definitely reach out to us. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.